Very familiar scripture. Let's look at verse 1. In those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth, her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for what you've done already, Lord, for the prayers that's been answered, God, for the praise that's gone up, for the worship that's been happening in this building. Thank you, God, for all you do for us, God. Help us right now, God, Lord, the next few minutes to do what I cannot do on my own. Lord, I need you, and I thank you for what you're going to do right now, Lord. If there's one, God, that's still struggling, if there's one that's still having hard times, God, help them to realize this altar's not far away, and whatever's done, we'll praise you, Lord, in all you do in Jesus' name. I want to preach a little while on this thought. I won't take very long this morning. It was only Christmas in Bethlehem. It was only Christmas in Bethlehem. So what does Christmas mean to you? There was an interviewer walking around Tokyo a few years ago, and in Tokyo, it was about like in America, New York City, you know, where everything's all lit up on Christmas, all the signs, all the lights were on, and he was interviewing people, and he was walking around, and he stopped one young lady on the sidewalk and asked, "What's the meaning of Christmas?" She laughed and looked at him, and she said, "Is that the day that Jesus died?" We could say that was a true statement. So what does Christmas mean to you? I mean, you think about it, you know. Is Christmas more about the tree and the lights? Or is Christmas more about the family getting together? Or is Christmas more about the things we do at church? You know, if we're not careful, even at church, we can get so busy. And, you know, we got a cantata this year. Thank God it's going to be great. We're having a children's program this year. And if we're not careful, we get so busy with everything, we forget the true meaning of Christmas. It was only Christmas in Bethlehem on this night that we're talking about. It was not Christmas all over the world. It was not Christmas in Jerusalem. It was just a few miles away. It was not Christmas in other parts of the world. It was only Christmas. Let me tell you something. When you're going to have Christmas, there's certain things that's going to have to happen. Amen? Now, don't you just think about it. It can be Christmas even though there's hard times. And when you look at this, Joseph has got his fiance. She is with child. Don't you know that people have been talking about them? I wonder what all was said about Mary. Can you believe that this girl's going to have a baby? She's probably 14, 15, 16 years old. Can you? I mean, they're just talking about her, talking about her. Can you believe he's going to marry that girl? Y'all know how people are. Y'all know how people are, and I'm going to be honest with you. Most of the time, Adrian, it's us older folks that's talking about that. I can't believe that. I just cannot believe it. As good a family as they come from, look what's going on in their life. They were hard times. I mean, you got to think about this. Now they're traveling, and they don't have no money. They get there, there's no room. They don't have, I'm just telling you right now, if that had been my son, he'd have been born in a palace. He'd have been born with all kind of silk pillows all over the place. He'd have had the finest doctors. He'd have had the finest nurses. But no, he was born in a stable. And you want to gripe about your hard times. Well, I just don't know what kind of Christmas we're going to have this year. Anybody ever said that? I see some of y'all smiling. I'm on your pew then, ain't I? I just don't know what in the world we're going to do. All things work to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. It didn't say all things are good. It says all things work to good. I mean, if we're not careful, we get so tied up in everything. I just don't know what in the world we're going to do. I just don't know where in the world our country's going. I just don't. Let me tell you something. It's that time of year where we come to celebrate the birth of the Savior. We come to say, hey, had it not been for that manger scene, there would not be a cross scene. So there were hard times, but understand something. And we all facing hard times. Everybody in here is facing something. We all are. We got families in our church that's faced death over the last few weeks and months. We got families in our church that's got health problems going on. We got families in there. We got people under the sound of my voice. You got health issues. You got family issues. You got trouble on your job. You got trouble in the family. You got trouble here and trouble there. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, even though you might have a hard time, it can still be Christmas at your house. But God was with us. God, even though hard times, God showed up. Even before this, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 39 says this, and Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe, which was John the Baptist, leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Let me tell you something. When you live right and you're one of God's children, he's going to show up. It might be a bad time. It might be a hard time, but I'm telling you right now, he's going to show up. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? The first time Jesus ever got in contact with John, there was water involved. Both of them were in the umbilical fluid. The next time Jesus come in contact with John, there was water involved. He was baptizing. My God, have mercy. He was baptizing the Son of God. I'm telling you right now, hey, it might be hard times. You might be going through something, but I got a God on my side. He said, you just don't worry about it. I'm going to show up. I'm going to take care of it. Hey, this was a sign that everything was going to be all right. See, sometimes we forget that everything's going to be all right. That's right. Understand something. Like I said a while ago, I believe the people were talking. I believe they were talking. Ain't no doubt in my mind they were talking about this whole situation. She's pregnant. She's this. She's that. Don't you know what kind of woman has a child out of wedlock? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all said it. But what we forget to understand, Brother Robert, is that an angel came into her room and said, you are going to have a child with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. She knew she had never been with a man. She knew that what was going on inside of her was not of this world. Yeah. She knew that she had assurance in her mind that everything was going to be all right. And now she comes in with Elizabeth, and God gives her another assurance that everything's going to be all right. It don't matter if I got to have my baby in a stable. Everything's going to be all right. It don't matter if I ain't got no money. Everything's going to be all right. It don't matter if I'm sick in my body. Everything's going to be all right. All right. I'm just telling you, it was Christmas in Bethlehem for a reason. The reason that it was Christmas in Bethlehem is because that's where Jesus was. The Bible says in chapter 2, verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. How can you celebrate Christmas without Jesus? Some of y'all trying to do it. This whole world, the whole world, Gavin's doing it. They're celebrating happy holidays. I'm going to tell them Merry Christmas. When I go to Walmart, I'm going to tell them Merry Christmas at Tractor Supply. I'm going to tell them Merry Christmas everywhere I go. And if they stop too long, I'll tell them about Jesus. You cannot have Christmas. I mean, Christmas has got the word Christ in it. We ought to be celebrating Christmas. We ought to be celebrating Jesus. And for the Christian, glory to God, it shouldn't just happen one time a year. It ought to happen every day of our life. We ought to wake up every day of our life, say, my God, it's Christmas today. It's Christmas today. What's God got in store for me today? What kind of gift am I going to get from Jesus today? Amen. Understand, it's not just a holiday. Charles Swindoll said this. He said, in the year 1809, the international scene was tumultuous. Napoleon was sweeping through Austria. Blood was flowing freely. Nobody then cared about babies. But the world was overlooking some of the most significant births that would ever happen in history. For example, William Gladstone was born that year. He was destined to become one of England's finest statesmen. The same year, Alfred Tennyson was born to an obscure minister and his wife. The child would one day greatly affect the literary world in a marked manner on the American continent. Oliver Wendell Holmes was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, not too far from away in Boston. Edgar Allan Poe was born amongst all this tragedy. It was also the same year that a physician named Darwin and his wife gave birth to Charles. And that same year, in a little log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky, there was a baby born named Abraham Lincoln. They were so focused on it. Nowhere did a headline read, Preacher Trevor, nowhere did a headline read, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, was born today. All the headlines were talking about what was going on across the world. I'm telling you right now, but on the day that Jesus was born, there were no headlines about his birth. But I'm telling you, angels stood up and proclaimed the word of God. Hey, on the day that Jesus was born, there was nothing said about Mary and Joseph. But I'm telling you, God laid on them the responsibility of raising his only son. Understand something? Hey, if you're going to celebrate Christmas, it's got to be about Jesus. It was Christmas because that's where Jesus was. It was Christmas because that's where joy was. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through 12, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That word joy right there, it comes from the Greek word. It means cheerfulness. It means gladness or exceeding joy. Notice the word. It said great joy. It amazed me. It amazes me. And I know David saw it and all these up here saw it while we were singing. Some people just so excited you can't stand it. Amen. I mean, some people just so excited you can't stand it. Some of y'all sitting out there looking at me like. Are you saved? Do you know that you know that you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? It ought to be a joyous time. The Bible says there was great joy. They brought this to the shepherds. They didn't take this to the palace. They didn't take this to Herod. They brought this to the shepherds. Those that out there that didn't make a whole lot of money. Those that was out there that didn't have all the high-paying jobs. Those that was out there that was doing the menial work. They had great joy because Jesus was there. Understand, if Jesus is here in your life, there ought to be great joy in your life. No, I didn't say happiness. I said great joy. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 11. These things that I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. You want to know why in the world Michelle got so excited and Grant and got so excited this morning? That's because something was welling up on the inside. Amen. It's called the joy of salvation. It's called, hey, the joy of knowing that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And like she said, the joy of knowing that it's been 6 years since she touched a bottle. Hey, Jesus can do that. You ain't got to have AA. You ain't got to have all that. You just get in contact with the Son. And I tell you, the Son can fill you full of joy like nothing else can. It was joy because that's where Jesus is. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. There was a chaplain speaking to a soldier on a cot in the hospital. He said, son, you've lost your arm in a great cause. The soldier said, no, sir, I didn't lose it. I gave it. The same way Jesus did not lose his life, he gave it for me. That can bring joy, folks. It was also joy. It was Christmas because that's where Jesus was. It was Christmas because that's where joy was. But Chucky, it was Christmas because that's where Jubilee was. Jubilee is another word for worship. Luke chapter 2, verse 13. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child Mary and his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let me ask you a question. Do you worship this morning? Everybody ain't going to get excited. Everybody ain't going to stand up. Everybody ain't gonna act like I do. That's all right. You ain't got to act like I do. I do enough of it myself. Everybody's not going to act like that. I looked over while we was singing. She then lifted them glasses up, wiping a tear. My God, that's worship, son. You ain't got to run the aisles to worship. You ain't got to stand up to worship. But I'm telling you right now, if Jesus is there, you will worship. You will have Jubilee in your heart, because I'm telling you right now, understand something. I want Christmas to come to my house. And you know why Christmas is going to be at my house? Because that's where Jesus is, amen? That's where joy is, and that's where Jubilee is. I can get happy at the house just like I can get happy right here, Brother Don. Yeah, let me tell you something. If the only time you get happy in the Lord is when you come to church, you probably need to get saved. Because you ain't getting happy, you're just getting stirred up. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all believe we're commanded to worship? It's not an option for the Christian. Exodus 34, verse 14 says, we shall worship no other God but Jehovah. Amen. Psalms 95, verse 6, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our maker. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It was worship because that's where Jesus was. Now, the question is, are you going to have Christmas at your house? Think about it. Ain't nothing wrong with, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Gavin, like he's standing out back there. Christmas morning, them two little boys going to get up. Oh, my goodness. I won't never forget it. We was having Christmas at the house one. Abby and Ansley and Jalen was still real little. Ansley might have been 3-4 years old. Two years old. See, she knows where I'm going with this. We had them doll houses. Abby come around there and she went to this doll house. Jalen come around there. She stopped at this doll house. Angela come around there. Son, she was so excited. She run right into it. Bam. Down she goes. But then she didn't stay down. She got right back up. Joy. Happiness. I wonder what Christmas is going to be like at your house this year. I wonder what Christmas is going to be like at your house. Grandkids put it on a whole nother level. But my question to you is this, will you have Christmas at your house? You might not have kids. You might have just a little bitty Christmas tree. But you can still have Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
Because Jesus can be there. Joy can be there. And Jubilee can be there. I want you to bow your heads with me.